everybody. Here we go. RJ Bell, who hosts the first ever national network radio show covering sports betting, weekdays 6 to 7 Eastern, 3 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. He's, of course, the founder of Pregame.com, which is the exclusive odds provider to the Associated Press. His Twitter is at RJ in Vegas. I do not do Blazing 5 in the playoffs because I don't generally find more than maybe one at most games that I would bet. Here's one I would not bet, RJ. Texans minus one. My gut feeling says I'll take the Colts plus a point. I just don't like a team with a bad offensive line. I think the Colts have an edge at quarterback, O-line, and maybe coach. And I think they're just a hotter football team trending in the right direction. What would the wise guys say?
Well, first off, the most important thing, Colin, you said this week on your show for bettors was that concept of a typical NFL week. There's 16 games, and here there's four games. So the idea you're going to bet five games on a typical week, but you're going to bet four games or even two games this week, just do the math. So be careful if you're trying to make money at this, because if you bet three of these games, let's say, it's a problem. And this is the game I like the least, because here's the rationale. The Texans
are... I agree, by the way. This was my least. I love luck, and this is the game I would never bet.
And I think that it's because of the line, right? Texans are at home. If these teams were even, the line would be three. The line of one is saying the Colts are clearly the better team. I think that sounds right. Now, the Colts started 1-5. They finished 9-1. During those 10 games, the Colts were the best team in the NFL, meaning if the last 10 games started the season as the first 10 games, we'd be entering week 11 with the Colts considered to be, from the Vegas perspective, the very best team in the NFL. The question is, do you just throw out the first six games? Or do you blend the whole season? So how are you approaching the Colts? Are you saying, oh, Andrew Luck got healthier? Oh, the defense got better? Or are you just looking at the whole season and saying, hey, this is a wild card team?
No, I mean, I like the Colts better about week eight. But I do think in the last couple of weeks, I don't like what I see with the Texans. I don't think it's an optimistic locker room. I think it's a bad O-line, a banged up secondary. And I think the Colts kind of have a whammy on them psychologically that Houston knows. Late in games, Andrew Luck has torn us apart. So I like the locker room and the vibe and the feel of the Colts. If I had to bet, I'd take Indy, but it's my least favorite game.
Now, you mentioned, Houston, question marks and all that. You know, they're 11-2, their last 13.
Yeah, no, they're winning games.
So you're right, because we've been saying the same things. Is a lot of coin flip wins, for sure. Now, a couple of quick problems here, if you do, because it sounds like we like the Colts. Here's a couple of reasons not to, I think. They played on Sunday night, the Colts, and now they have the early Saturday game. So that's the shortest rest period, and obviously the Colts were on the road Sunday night and now against Tennessee, and now they're actually on the road again early Saturday. Also, so to me, I think the rest factor is a negative.
Sure. Yeah.
And
all
one
right.
last thing
yeah.
is running quarterbacks are more dangerous in the playoffs because they're willing to run the ball more. They're not as worried about injury. And when a guy like Watson is willing to run the ball more, he is dangerous.
Okay, here's the game I would most bet. Dallas minus two against Seattle. I think Seattle's never been a team because of where they are geographically. They're the most traveled team in the league. And I've never felt as comfortable with Pete Carroll and Russell on the road. I think Dallas, meanwhile, since Amari arrived, has become a very tough home team. They rested Zeke. They rested Zach Martin. I like where their head's at. I think Dallas wins this game by a touchdown. That's my favorite bet of the week. What do the wise guys say?
I agree with you for sure. Dallas is the right side. Probably not my favorite, but the right side. And let's talk about Amari Cooper. Since he came to the team, 70 more passing yards per game for the Cowboys. Last half of the season, Dallas 7-1 straight up. Only loss was that flat spot. Remember, you had if I recall, the Colts in that game. Dallas went
yes.
to Indy, and that was a horrible flat spot, and that's their only loss, right? But the line is below three. Dallas at home. You mentioned it. Dallas, a very good home team this year especially. So the question is, wait a minute. So Seattle is supposed to be the better team? Make the case for that. I mean, how does someone even playing devil's advocate make that case?
Well, yeah, and also, when you look at Seattle on the road, I remember they beat Arizona and Oakland. It's not like they didn't have a lot of impressive road wins.
Well, listen, that could be the question of the week. If you say Arizona, road win for Seattle,
yes.
Oakland, then Detroit, and then Carolina, which doesn't sound bad.
Yeah, so, I mean, they didn't go on the road and beat a really good team.
Oh, wait, well, listen, Carolina was in the middle of a 7-game losing streak, so I think far from a really good team, for sure. And the only thing that concerns me here is the concept of Dallas the last 7 years. So don't count this year, but the prior seven was much, much better on the road,
yes,
relative to other teams. So now it's one season of having a strong home field advantage. What's changed? Is it just a fluky 8 games that they just played better at home? If Dallas is as good at home as they've been this season, this is a best bet. That's the one question mark for me. When you got 8 years and seven of them says you're a little bit better on the road and one of them says home, I know the most recent year's the most important, but that concerns me.
In sports, there are smart moves and not so smart moves, like calling a timeout to set up a final touchdown attempt. That's smart. But calling a timeout with no timeouts left? That's not smart. Same is true when you're hiring. Smart ways and not so smart ways to get things done. Like job sites that overwhelm you with tons of the wrong resumes. That's not smart. But posting a job on ZipRecruiter and letting them find the right candidate for you? That's smart. ZipRecruiter has powerful matching technology that scans thousands of resumes, identifies people with the right skills and education and experience for your job, and then actively invites them to apply, which is why it's rated number one by employers in the U.S. based on Trustpilot rating of hiring sites with at least 1,000 reviews. And right now, my listeners can try ZipRecruiter absolutely free at ZipRecruiter.com/Blaze. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/BLAZE. It's the smartest way to hire. Okay, now it's the Chargers getting 3 at Baltimore. Now, this is my second favorite bet if I was going to bet it. I don't love it. The number is 3, mostly because of this. I think if you face a Tebow, you face a Lamar Jackson a second time in short, you know, they're hard to face the first time. But it's a very simple offense. They're not doing a ton. It's assignment football. And I think the Chargers defense, which will be healthy in the backfield now, they weren't the first time. Chargers actually a better road team than a home team. And I think a second look at Lamar Jackson, I like the Chargers to win outright here. With the points, I love them. What would the wise guys say?
Now, Cole, are you listening to Straight Out of Vegas?
No.
Because I got to – no, wait. You said you do often, but just not every day
not
this
week.
Because I got to be honest. I mean, you're on every key point. To me, the most important factor in this game is the second matchup against a quirky scheme, against a running quarterback that obviously is limited. I mean, Lamar Jackson's the most limited quarterback. He's 6-1 in his starts. Let's give him credit. But as of right now, a running quarterback. Where the Chargers were by far the best defense they faced during Lamar Jackson's time. And now but here's the thing. That Chargers defense didn't play so well. Did you end up going to that game?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, watching it from the, you know, being there.
Well, the field was a mess. So, and San Diego didn't have its top two running backs. So to me, the game was, you know, I mean, I saw the personnel.
But how did that affect the defense? I mean, the Chargers, it seems like if the field was a mess, that'd be an advantage for the D, wouldn't it?
Well, I didn't take a ton from the game. I felt they were both good teams out of it. I didn't feel like the Chargers offensively were at full strength. I thought the Ravens were this newfangled offense that nobody could get their arms around. I feel like this will be a truer game.
I agree with you. It's just what concerns me is I actually personally like the Chargers in that game. And when Lamar Jackson ran effectively against them, it concerned me. But I think having a second crack at this quirky scheme is a big advantage for the Chargers. Also, first playoff game, obviously, for Lamar Jackson. Let's talk about the Chargers on the road. Best road team in the NFL. 7-1 straight up, 7-1 against the spread. We just talked about Seattle's not having any road wins of note.
Yeah.
Check out these road wins. They beat Seattle. They beat Pittsburgh, and they beat Kansas City on the road, the Chargers. That's amazing. One negative, and this is my best bet. Chargers plus three would be my best bet, but it's a 10 a.m. Pacific start.
I hate that.
And the Chargers were at Denver last week. So L.A., Denver, L.A., all the way back across the country, that's a negative.
Men, don't let your age beat you. It is time to re-find your prime with M-Drive. It's the perfect daily supplement for me, and it can be for you too. Why? Because it contains clinically tested ingredients that help increase your energy and boost natural testosterone levels. Helps you increase your performance, strength, stamina, and drive. I trust M-Drive because it was created by a world-renowned formulator slash inventor who made the product for himself over 10 years ago to stay active and enjoy life like he did in his 20s and 30s. Today, thousands of men are part of Team M-Drive, taking his supplement every day and sharing their amazing results. You can get it at Walgreens, Walmart, Vitamin Shoppe, GNC, Sprouts, and other fine retail locations. For my listeners, you can get a special pricing by going to buymdrive.com and then just type in the promo code HERD. Get 20% off after that on your M-Drive purchase. Want to feel stronger? Stamina? Drive more of it? Go to buymdrive.com, promo code HERD at checkout. Refind your prime with M-Drive. Finally, this is a really weird game to me. You know, listen, Philadelphia plus 6.5 with Nick Foles, I like it. They have a better, I think their D-line's great, have a Super Bowl winning coach. Foles, for some reason, in the short time span, is better than Wentz. I don't think long-term he is. But boy, this line, when I look at this, Vegas is begging me to bet the Eagles. It feels like they're begging me to bet the Eagles. So my takeaway is Philadelphia is going to get smoked. But I would, as a better, and again, I'm staying away from this game, I would have to take Philly in the points. That defensive line is going to make Trubisky struggle. But am I crazy? Is Vegas begging me to take Philadelphia?
If you look at this line on Thursday, it was Chicago by 6. I felt like it was a little fat there, whereas yes. My line would have been 5, 5.5. The fact that it's gone up to 6.5 in the last 24 hours really concerns me, because who's betting on Thursday night, Friday morning? It's not Freddie Fanny Pack. It's not the guy betting $50 a game. It's the professionals. And 6 isn't, you know, if you're saying, yeah, let me bet it even at 6, the Bears, that concerns me. My personal instincts were the Eagles too. Foles, we can talk all we want about, oh, well, Foles is a backup quarterback, and, oh, Wentz was a top 2 draft choice, all these different things. But if you just look at the QBR during the last 8 starts of Foles, it's like a top 5 in the NFL. So at some point, let's give the guy credit. He's got a Super Bowl ring. And let's think of the psychology of the Eagles. Entering that Rams game, Philadelphia had a 5% chance to even make the playoffs. Now, they're 3 games away from returning to the Super Bowl. I think you're going to see a fever pitch from Philadelphia. And I'm worried about Trubisky. Now, you know, I've heard you throughout the season, yeah. Colin. Let me ask you. I really thought Nagy was just coaching him up like crazy early. Have you become more optimistic about Trubisky in the second half of the season?
No, I think he's a poor man's Garoppolo. I think there is a very much a Lamar Jackson quality here, is that they're running something contrarian to the league. And I think,
but the league hasn't caught up.
Well, because I think Nagy's really clever. I think he's a better coach than Sean McVay. Sean McVay's got better cheekbones,
and abs. I heard you.
Yeah. So I mean, I think Nagy's done a great job. I think Trubisky's an incredibly average thrower of the football, and I think Foles, who's got limitations, is a very good thrower of the football.
So 2 last things here: the Eagles have 1 glaring weakness, which is defensive backs. I think that's probably the best weakness to have against Chicago.
Yes.
Meaning Trubisky in his first playoff start, is he really going to be able to exploit those D-backs? That's probably the question. If you believe in Trubisky, I think you got to like the Bears. I don't. I like Philadelphia. One tip, if you do like Philadelphia, look to play the money line. So what's that mean? It means them just to win the game outright, yes. Because I do think if this is a close game late, it's a huge advantage for a very experienced playoff yes. team, the Eagles versus the Bears.
Good stuff, buddy. RJ Bell, pregame.com, at RJ in Vegas. Good talking to you.
Thank you, Colin.